there. My name is Seth Juarez, and
I'm Dan Fernandez.
We are the 85% unwashed hands people, aren't we?
That's actually right. For those of you not watching, we did talk about how there was a Purell demonstration
right.
of IoT, and they were actually measuring people washing their hands, and only 15% of the crowd had.
And I am sad to say I am part of the 85% unwashed. What about you, my friend?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, my goodness. Embarrassing. So there's been a lot of key things that have happened today. So let's frame a little bit what's gone on.
Yeah. So one of the big things is for folks that are watching, you know, this over the next couple hours, we're going to bring all the keynote speakers here. You're going to be able to ask them questions live in the Q&A. So if you're on channel9.msn.com, there's an area to ask your
That's
question.
Right.
Get your questions in the queue. We're going to have a number of speakers. We got Scott Guthrie, mm-hmm. Brian Harry, Scott Hanselman, Scott Hunter.
That's right.
And who else do we have?
We have Amanda Silver. We already
Eric
said Brian.
Gama.
Yeah, we have a couple of cool. And also Anders Helsberg.
Yes. So huge opportunity for you all to be able to ask questions in terms of everything you saw, whether it's the announcements. And we'll talk about those announcements. But the important thing is not only do we have Q&A today, all tomorrow, we will have sessions where
That's
we'll
right.
have demos and live Q&A. So make sure to stay tuned for tomorrow as well.
So what are some of the announcements that to you were pretty fantastic?
Probably the coolest thing where you're just like rubbing your, oh my God, this is so cool, is Visual Studio Code mm-hmm. is now not only open source, but fully extensible. And
yeah.
I think the extensibility part is equally as cool
sure.
as the open source part. And the reason I say that is because now anybody building any language for any developer can build on top of that platform. So that's huge. We actually showed a demo of the Go programming language working in Visual Studio Code, and not just syntax highlighting, including a full debugging experience. If you're a Go programmer, like, this is fantastic for you. So
now,
very cool stuff.
There was also something called Dev Essentials.
Yes.
So there is a lot, sort of is a lot of things bundled in there, but why don't you tell us, you were sort of rattling off some of the cool things about it.
Yeah, so Dev Essentials, the key thing is if you are a new developer to our platform, it's kind of hard to get started. Now what we're trying to do is try and be the most open platform. So we give you Visual Studio Community, which is a free developer tool, and a number of things that you can use, including $25 a month for 12 months for Azure credits that you can use, 3 month subscription to Parallels, and 6 month subscription to the training site Pluralsight. So huge benefits for developers, and that's, I think, what's really exciting.
And it was all free?
All free.
That's amazing. So there was another thing called Microsoft Graph that they announced, and this is kind of a cool thing. It's a way to actually access all of the back end of Microsoft through a RESTful API. Imagine the types of applications you can build. If you're thinking, I'm going to go ahead and build a document repository, or I'm going to build some storage things, or I want to make sure to use Azure AD, you can use all of these things together with Microsoft Graph.
Yeah, and I think the other big announcement, you know, we talked about the developer tools. It's also the platform.
Right.
So .NET Core RC and ASP.NET RC are available for you to use today. And one of the questions that we had received from folks on the Q&A already is the difference between full .NET Framework and .NET Core. .NET Core is available today. Full .NET Framework will ship November 30th with Visual Studio 2015 Update 1. So a key difference there.
Now, there was a cool thing about, we did something, something called In the Code about 6 months ago. We did something similar again a couple of weeks ago, 3-day sort of a code-a-thon, if you will, to build something called Already. And I think we have a little clip on sort of a preview of that. Also, there's a link to see the full episode. You'll see that as well. So let's roll that.
The only way for me to volunteer and help in any kind of humanitarian effort has been, okay, well, put down Visual Studio, put down Git, put down anything that you know about working in your craft, and go pick up power tools. And I'm like, no, you don't have enough Band-Aids for me to build a house for someone.
How can we get volunteers involved and not just have them do manual labor tasks? There's more you can do, there's more impact you can have.
Software is a superpower, and getting all the superheroes to fly in the same direction is a trick.
This sort of a code-a-thon, it's really exciting to see all of these volunteers come together.
And just focus on getting it working.
So we put all these people together. We've got all this functionality that wasn't there in the morning.
This is just a fantastic opportunity, A, to work with some great people, and B, to use our skills as software developers to actually build some software that can help people.
I'm making a difference, and that's the core of what matters to me.
All right, so make sure you check that out. Also, there's over 80 on-demand sessions that you can watch right now. Our first guest is already here, Dan, so we're going to send you off.
Thanks.
And we're going to get back to you. There's a couple interviews you're doing over there. So we have our first guest coming up, Scott Guthrie.